Welcome to Israel 18 News at 6 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's been a sunny and warm day across Israel, with clear skies over Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. As evening falls, temperatures remain pleasant for those enjoying the outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, Erdogan's spokesman declared that Turkey will continue to oppose what he called Netanyahu's genocide. This statement from Israel Hayom earlier this hour. Also, the remains of Yehuda Katz, the last Israeli soldier missing from the 1982 Battle of Sultan Yaqub, have been found. This update comes from Forward just half an hour ago. Also this hour, the Turkish Ministry of Defense denied any military personnel were present during the Israeli attack on Abu al-Duhur, but set a red line for Israel. That's from Mariv, just in. Separately, Prime Minister Netanyahu stated that Israel's position on Turkey's involvement in Syria is now better understood following strikes. This is according to JNS from earlier today. And finally, Hamas is reportedly using Nasser Hospital as a center for interrogation and torture, as reported by I-24 News earlier this hour. Reaction has been swift on social media. Former UK Home Secretary Priti Patel, known for her strong stance on Middle Eastern issues, posted earlier today. She criticized Labour's recent rhetoric on Israel, claiming it risks anti-Semitic sentiments and misrepresents the complexities of the region. The Israel Defense Forces revealed 2 hours ago that Hamas is using the Nasser Hospital in Khan Yunis for military purposes, including interrogations and torture. Arsen Ostrovsky, a human rights advocate, commented earlier today on the complexities of urban warfare. He highlighted the tragic error involving Zomi Frankom as a regrettable aspect of such conflicts. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the statement from Turkey. Burhanettin Duran, a spokesman for President Erdogan, accused Israel of committing genocide under Netanyahu's leadership. Israel Hayom reports that this rhetoric further strains Turkey-Israel relations, already tense over regional conflicts. The implication is a potentially deepening diplomatic rift between the two nations. Turning to the discovery of Yehuda Katz's remains, the Forward reports that this discovery brings closure to a decades-long mystery from the First Lebanon War. Katz's family and the nation have awaited this news for over 40 years, marking an emotional moment for many Israelis. Meanwhile, in Syria, Mariv details that Turkey has denied the presence of its military during the recent Israeli strike. However, it has nonetheless drawn a firm line against further Israeli military actions. This diplomatic tension underscores the complex dynamics at play in the Syrian conflict. Separately, Netanyahu's comments about Turkey's military role in Syria, reported by JNS, highlight Israel's strategic concerns. His remarks suggest that recent military actions have clarified Israel's stance on Turkish activities, potentially influencing future engagements in the region. Finally, reports from I-24 News indicate that Hamas is using the Nasser Hospital for non-medical purposes. The IDF's allegations of torture and interrogation happening there raise serious humanitarian concerns, with potential impacts on international perceptions of the conflict. On the economic front, first, Mariv Business reports that Pare Gedera, a meat restaurant specializing in small events, has become a popular destination for festive meals, showcasing the growing trend of intimate dining experiences. Separately, Gett has relaunched its overseas operations, according to Globes. The service now allows ride bookings directly from the app for Israeli customers traveling abroad, reflecting a strategic expansion in its service offerings. And finally, from Israel Hayom Business. Rani Zim Shopping Centers is expanding, despite lowering its financial forecasts. The opening of new centers has boosted their financial performance, offering consumers more shopping options across the country. That's your Israel 18 News update for evening. We'll be back with more at 7 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.